This program is available on this quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audio Boo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio, plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I.
And welcome to Postcard from Potbread. Hello, everybody. How are you? It's a great day. It's a great day here. I'm learning new equipment, which I've never played with before. But trust me, I won't get there in time. It's your weekly sideways look at the news with the three musketeers, namely Lee and Rachel, and me, Eric Wiltshire. And this is Potbread, broadcasting to the world, and I can't even get my teeth in. Marvellous. That's a good start. Lee, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, I think. I'm just sitting here hating the world for treating me so badly in the last 10 minutes, while all I've tried to do is do what normal people do on computers.
Right.
And it just all fell apart on me, Eric. And here's a funny one.
What?
No, I can't share that. Sorry, I can't share that one. Carry on.
Oh, okay. Right.
Maybe I could.
Maybe you couldn't.
Maybe you're not going to let me.
Maybe you could be right with that one.
I'll just tell you, it's really quick, though. It's funny, because, you know, this building work in the village of the dam that we've been talking about for, like, 3 years now has finally started.
Right.
And it's just a funny thing, because we've always known that there was an old petrol tank under the ground.
Right.
And that caused lots of consternation everywhere. The council were involved because it's been filled with concrete. It's been properly treated. Everything's fine on it. It's done exactly in a legal way. It's registered. But, and it's nothing to do with me and nothing to do with the builders, I know who it's to do with. Somebody forgot to tell the council and the builders that there were two tanks. They've just found another one.
Oh, my word.
Well, that could be terrible. Catastrophic, not for me.
Yeah, it depends if you've got a petrol engine or not, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, if it was diesel, I'd just stick it on the roof of my car.
Exactly. You'd be laughing all the way to the piggy bank, wouldn't you?
Piggy bank? Are you being rude because we live in the countryside?
Not a word at all. Hello, Rach, get me out of trouble.
Hello. No, sorry, I'm letting you just dig your own grave there. Never mind. I don't believe that the Bentley works on diesel at all. Apparently it's a rubber band engine, so... You know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Uncle Lee. That was really hostile for the beginning of the program.
Don't forget, boys and girls, he did publicly say, in the public domain, on Facebook, pretend Bentley.
Mm.
He did say...
When did I say that?
Just over a week ago.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's you who says it's a Bentley. I say it's a Chrysler Bentley. I just say it's the top of the range upmarket Chrysler Bentleys. It's glorious, and it now has its own little ramp out the garden into the field at the back.
Right.
Well, it does, because we shut down the house now, so it lives in the garden in a field. It looks lovely. It doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
It's a field.
Right.
I've shut up. It's you who brought the subject up. I was giving Rachel the space she deserves.
Do I sound like a disinterested teenager? Right.
It's a verbal eye roll.
Rachel, you poorly bunny.
Yeah, you know what? I thought everybody in the office was sick, and I thought, that's great. Nobody's going to get me sick, so I've been spraying that disinfectant spray everywhere and, you know, furiously using Purell on my hands and, you know, doing everything I could as a prophylactic measure to stop getting this particular strain of virus.
Yeah.
Alas, to no end.
Prophylactic? That's a totally different thing. That's like if your leg's fallen off.
That's a prosthetic.
Oh, are you quite right? Sorry.
Come on. Come on, Uncle Lee, you're the wordsmith. So I thought, no, I can defeat this lurgy, and alas, I could not. And they said, Rach, what would you like for your birthday? I said, I would like sushi. And they bought me sushi, and then they also gave me this virus. So I said, thanks very much.
Oh, that was in the sushi. Give you a virus in your sushi. That's
yes, they did. I thought the wasabi would kill everything, but no, I should use more.
Oh, right. I don't use much wasabi.
Wasabi.
No, I don't know.
Kimasabi's gorgeous.
Kimasabi.
Good.
Yeah, right. Shall we get on?
Yeah.
Better start.
Yeah, but it was my birthday, man.
Oh, we've got to do a birthday.
Jeez, how rude. I sing and what do I get? Nothing in the beret. There's no
Rachel,
coins.
Excuse me.
Rachel, I didn't forget. I just sold him.
Excuse me. I put a lovely little birthday message on Rachel's Facebook profile.
Yeah.
She did, Uncle Eric was...
She didn't...
Uncle Eric was... I did look at it. I just didn't write anything because I had 350 birthday messages. I couldn't respond to them all. I'm that famous.
Didn't like my little tune.
I did like it. I did. I just liked it later. But do you know what? Uncle Eric was the very first person to... Uncle Eric was the very first person to wish me happy birthday the other day. He was the very first.
Thank you.
Ingratiating.
Oh, this is rather ingratiating as well. Somebody wants our radio show, chaps.
Somebody wants it.
Yeah, they want
us.
What
do they want us to do?
I don't know. There's some guy in America.
Well, Clarkson and his crew have gone.
Well, that's true.
Why don't we go Top Gear?
Well, that could
no.
work. And Vladim Malgin. Hello, Vladim. Wants us to be friends on LinkedIn as well.
Ooh. That's nice. I'll be with you, Vladim.
Well, there you go.
I'm not on LinkedIn, but I send you my love and best wishes.
Ah, I'm getting all these. This is all getting very hard work now because the email's working in the studio again.
Oh, no.
Got too many.
What have you done for yourself? No favours. No favours.
No, I haven't. I've put SMS in, email, new streams, and what do I get? More work to do.
Exactly.
Maybe you need an octopus to intern at the station.
He's got what it's called, Petra.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's harmless.
You're going to die when she uses this. she will.
She doesn't look like an octopus. She's just many hands make light work.
She's just as dexterous as an octopus.
Yeah, but she's quite harmless.
I did that joke about 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, but it failed when
wasn't
you did.
It wasn't good either time.
No,
oh, you're right.
The timing was rubbish on yours. Anyway, Little Chris tributes bring the happiness to the family, which is rather a sad story to start off
It's a sad story, isn't it?
Yeah, go on, you do this one.
Well, it's Little Chris. Little Chris, nobody really knows who he is. They've seen him on telly a few times, and he was sort of a singer in a mediocre rock band. And then he went on Channel 4's Rock School with all sorts of famous people. And he just was a charming young bloke who raised his profile to the sort of mediocrity of semi-celebrity. And... it's just absolutely tragic. At 24, he was found dead in his house in Wales. No reason given, nothing. He was just found dead. He just died. No, there's no suggestion of drugs, alcohol, anything nefarious at all. Just a 24-year-old lad who had a really good smile, and he's just shuffled off this mortal coil.
It's terribly sad. That's so sad.
He's so young.
Yeah.
Unbelievably young. Unbelievably young. And moving along to another tragic situation, which many people started off by annoying me about, going, oh, it's this terrorist group, it's that terrorist group. I'm going, no, it's not. It didn't make sense to me. And eventually we found out why the plane crashed in the French Alps this week, because the pilot let it crash, which is really scary.
It's very scary.
Strange. It's peculiar. It's just the most bizarre story. Ever. I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night, as is I do, because, you know, shower roll.
That's what you do, yeah.
Just to make sure it's still alive, yeah.
I had an alert from the BBC News Service on my iPad, and I thought, what's the alert? What's happening? Why are there alerts?
Listen to the name dropping. BBC, iPad. Oh, flipping it.
I know. Thank you for sending me all the gifts that you're about to send me, all of you people affiliated. I thought, what's this alert? Why does the world need more alerts? That's fine. Read.
I just did that joke 30 seconds ago as well.
Yeah, it didn't
Yes,
work,
I know, but I wasn't listening because I was too busy thinking of what I was going to say next. I thought, what's happening? And I read this plane crash and I thought, not another plane crash. This is terrible. And then when this news came out that it was deliberate, I really just was gobsmacked. I've never heard anything more bizarre.
It's something that Eric's, you said, and I've got to say up front, I agreed with you 100% until last night. And I'm not, I am not an apologist for terrorists, everybody knows that, but the terrorism line in this story grew a modicum stronger late last night and this morning, because the police have taken away from the pilot's house something, and they say categorically it is not a suicide note, but they will not say what it is. And that, on a lot of nefarious sites on the internet, has started off this terrorism thing. But there are suggestions that he was interested in alternative groups and things like that. I hope it's not true, because if it is true that this ends up being a terrorist thing, then it is absolutely... At this stage, it's a horror and it's a tragedy. If it does turn out to be something to do with terrorists, then it is just absolutely unbelievable and probably one of the scariest things that could have happened.
Scary, the growth, the rapid growth of these lone wolf attacks. Yeah. Of, you know, individuals who take it upon themselves with no consultation with anybody else to perpetrate some sort of act of terrorism. Yeah. At this stage, like you're absolutely right, Uncle Lee. I really hope it's not. And, you know, if we can call it anything, it's probably a mass murder. But, yeah. I mean, gosh, it's just lone wolf stuff is just so scary. It's so scary.
Well, it is. And the other thing to remember... I'm not showing off at all, but it's just a thing that happened. When I was a bit younger, I took my private pilot's licence. Unfortunately, it was taken away from me when they figured out I got asthma, but that's another story. The truth is that, you know, even at that level as a private pilot's licence, you are still talked and, you know, people are checking you, making sure you're not a lunatic. Make sure you got all your marbles and stuff like that. And if this is a case where he has had stress levels before where he had to stop training, it's very surprising he came back, unless he's some, you know, one of these kind of people that can put the face on or something like that. Oh, Paul wants to know, I'm here 3 weeks in a row. Does that make me your most frequent listener? Can I get a T-shirt or something?
In Australia it does, yeah, absolutely. Of course you can get a T-shirt. Eric, what? Get him a T-shirt.
Get him a T-shirt. I'll flip. Sure. Turn them. Oh, the noise. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
flip. While that noise is going on, just to go back to what you were saying there, there's a few things that have sort of come out this week. And have sort of been left by the wayside, really. The first one, and I'm not sure exactly what the circumstances are surrounding this, but apparently the pilots are now being taught through virtual reality. And the flying hours, the actual flying hours before they take on a plane, has been drastically reduced because of virtual reality.
That's not new.
No, but in this case, what they're saying is that because of the various things that have happened, the various crashes that have happened over the past few months, there are similarities in what's happened. And first of all, it was put down to training. Then, more scary, but I'm not sure how tabloid this is as opposed to factual. They were saying that there is also a strange attitude where pilots are actually committing suicide and taking an airload. There have been at least three very similar incidents. And if that's true as well, if there is some sort of cult thing growing in the air like that, that's also... This whole thing, apart from being a tragedy, is so fraught with so many questions that are not being answered. It is absolutely petrifying.
Well, I tell you, a couple of things that, again, I've been so spoiled in my life. When you actually go into a real commercial simulator, that is scary, especially when the nasty person behind you shoots three of your engines out of the water as you're flying down the thingy and just thinking you got hold of something. He's a very you believe in the virtual reality very much so.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say the training on the on the simulators and that is below standard in any way, shape or
form. Oh, no, I'm not suggesting that. It's just a different attitude. And it seems to be a weak... You know, like, for instance, Eric and I know quite well that, say, plumbers and electricians have to do 100 hours free work, work experience to be able to complete their MVQ qualifications. Mm-hmm. And actually, we've been involved in something which has changed that situation dramatically and for the better. But it appears that somebody driving an airplane or piloting an airline mm-hmm. doesn't have to go through anything and really as structured or as sensible as that. I just don't understand it, and nobody's talking about it. What you're saying is right, Eric, and I accept what you're saying, but there is that doubt, and it's because this story has not come out clearly that all these strange mm. stories are surrounding it.
It does seem to be the PR disaster period of the year so far. I tell you what, I'm changing subject completely. Yeah. Paul, now I'm not going to do this for all the other people that are there, because I can see you all. But being as Paul asked first, that's Paul Brown, if you'd like to send me an email, Paul, with your address on it in Australia, RTI will send you a T-shirt and a baseball cap.
And a baseball cap. Yeah. I never got a baseball cap.
Well, it's in the right size, though, because, you know, well, that's embarrassing.
He can put the size on the email. I'm not going to do that now.
Paul, I've waited for 2 years.
Paul, just don't ignore them a minute. Just send an email to studio at...
A T-shirt, Rachel.
I've faded them down and they can't hear you. That's all right, Paul, me and you. Studio at rti.fm. And put your proper address in there, mate, and Auntie Petra will send you a T-shirt and a baseball cap.
Yeah.
And anything else we can find laying around that we don't need anymore.
like a desk and a phone and a...
Oh, that's all right.
You can have your own office set up.
I think Paul's quite happy. He's just gone, yay, on the chat room. is this a waste of time, boys and girls, of the police's time? North Yorkshire Police say it's spoken to some potential witnesses over the Jeremy Clarkson incident, and yet Mr. Timon has refused to press charges.
It's a funny one, that, isn't it? Because
isn't that weird?
Well, what really angers me about this at the moment is that try and get the police to do anything about a real offence. That, you know, you're walking down the street and somebody drives on the pavement and runs you over. Get the police to chase them. Do anything. We had an instance with a boxer, a Porsche boxer, who did something terrible. We got hold of the police not interested. And now the police are interested in Jeremy Clarkson's incident at this hotel and are investigating it. Although nobody's made a complaint.
No. The actual guy who's involved in all this, Timon, has actually said he will not press charges.
Exactly, that's what I mean. So there's no complaint there.
No.
So what are the police doing?
Jumping on a PR bandwagon?
Whether the people press charges or not, the police have a duty of care thing to investigate stuff. But it's kind of stupid to investigate that when they could be looking after people who did get run over in the street.
Yes.
You know.
Don't investigate. They have a duty. We're quite right to do that. They have a duty to investigate what may or may not be an offence, but they don't. But they do in Jeremy Clarkson. They're having a look into Jeremy Clarkson, even though no complaint has been made. Ridiculous.
And there won't be one. All you've got to do is, I mean, if it goes full term, for example, this gentleman says, so you go to court, there's Jeremy and there's this other chap. And he says, oh, well, sorry, Your Honour, I didn't press charges. And the magistrates are going to sit there and go, well, that's a bit daft, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but the police can bring police charges.
Well, they can, but, I mean,
they can.
But if the bloke won't testify against them... And proof.
They don't need it. They don't need it. I don't think they need
complete,
it. They,
complete...
It's just a non-story.
Yes. It's a witch one. Well, it isn't. No, it isn't a non-story. The story is.
It's me.
It's you, even though you want to take over Top Gear with me and Eric.
No, I want to join One Direction. You got it all wrong.
We're coming to that in a minute. Don't worry.
Is she going to be the Hammond?
Actually, he's the one I like. So, yeah, I'll be Hammond.
Yeah, because he's a bit of a girl.
Yeah, and he's dinky. He's little.
Yes.
I'll be him.
He's a little girl.
He's equal like you are. Do you like motorbikes?
Do you?
No, they're deadly, though. You'll die on those dyes.
Oh, now you got a problem. He likes motorbikes.
He likes
motorbikes. Well, he nearly died himself. He shouldn't like anything that goes fast.
But that was a jet-engined car that went a bit wrong.
Yeah, yeah, and that was stupid. How stupid was that? You see what I'm saying?
All
just stupid.
Say what you think, Rach.
All right, it's stupid.
But no, I think the whole thing's a bit of a waste of time. The only spin-off from this that is really, really bad, and it's not a Clarkson thing at all, people don't get this. And I said this on Facebook the other day, and it just went boom. It ballooned.
Yeah.
If you kill something off at its height, at its good point...
Yeah.
People remember it for decades.
Yeah,
if not years. And I use the...
I'm wanting more.
Yes. I use the example, and this is a very true story. A person I know is definitely from the, I think what Mr. Miliband called it, Democratic Socialism or something last night on the TV.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Something like that. And this guy is from, I can't do all that, we'll just call it Labour. He is from a Labour family, believes in Labour values. He's a Labourite completely. He will not vote for Labour and hasn't done since 1967 because they closed down the offshore stations in the UK. And this guy has never voted Labour on principle, and has voted to the other side on principle just because Harold Wilson did something in 1967. And this is what they're going to do with programming like this, and they do not get it. People always remember something at its height. When it's down on the floor and nobody's interested, like Radio 4 programmes, nobody cares. But if it's a high-profile programme... You are in trouble for decades.
Of course you are. And the other thing that the BBC hasn't caught onto with this, and I mean this most sincerely, it's just is the truth. When it came out, when it first said Jeremy Clarkson has been sacked, the whole thought was, well, he must have done something that even the BBC finds inexcusable. Mm-hmm. And then, quite honestly, everybody with the right thinking mind just ruled out child abuse then.
Yep.
But it's child abuse ain't that bad. We'll just shove that under the carpet. But punch a producer and by God, you're in trouble.
No, yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. Totally and utterly ridiculous.
He shouldn't have punched the producer. You know, nobody's defending him. If he punched the producer,
nobody's defending him.
No one is. That's the whole point. Michael says, can I have a T-shirt as well? No.
No.
Can I have one?
No.
No. I've got two. I love mine.
Do you got two?
I live all the way over in the middle of nowhere. I don't get any of the other cool things that you both get. So I have my T-shirts. Thank you very much. I love them. I love them. I do.
Right.
I have got a baseball cap, I haven't got my flag.
Have you only got two T-shirts?
Yeah, you only sent me two. You were poor that week. The postage is really expensive to Australia.
Really? I don't know. I don't do anything.
I'm just finding a feeble excuse for me only having two T-shirts. I thought it was pretty good.
Because of the aroma that might frequent you wearing them all the time, we should send you a couple more.
Oh, good. And this time they'll actually get to me, because I live now in a city where they have the post.
Ah, right. Sorry, Lee, did you say something?
No, never spoke.
Yeah, your line's gone really bad.
Come on,
mate.
Uncle Lee.
You little liar!
Sorry.
if I can make you both laugh, right, at this instant,
yes.
I want two T-shirts to go with the two I've got and a flag.
What do you reckon, Paul? Should we let him have two T-shirts? Because
and flag.
And well, now we'll let Paul decide, all right? That's fair enough, isn't it?
We'll
let Paul.
You laugh yet?
Well, no,
he's not going to alienate a host.
You laugh.
Paul's smarter than that.
Yeah, exactly. And while we're thinking about this, because Paul can have the casting vote on this, we'll let Paul come through because it takes a little while to get from Australia. We'll talk about 1D, Rachel's hot subject.
Only because, you know, that's I don't know much about anything. But I do have a teenage daughter and she knows about stuff and she's a source of great information. But One Direction has been touring and they have just been sort of running around the country getting whipping teenage girls into a frenzy, and some teenage boys, I would wager.
Shouldn't whip teenage girls, I'm afraid.
Well, yes, that's true, and that's a whole other show. But I think it was very devastating to all when Zayn Malik decided he was going to leave the group. He took a little break. Now, see, this is sus. I'm sus on this whole story. Zayn Malik took a break in the middle of this tour because he was, I'm doing my air quotes, he was stressed. Right. So he went to a rehab facility for being, air quotes, stressed.
Right.
Now, then when that happened, I thought to myself, this guy's going to quit this group, I betcha, because he's going to pull a Ginger Spice. He's in the middle of a tour. He's going to go, I don't want to do this anymore, bye-bye. Now it's emerged that he may have been pushed. Because he has had some serious, drug and alcohol issues over the last little while.
Well, and he also been diddling in places he shouldn't have been diddling.
He was doing some really bizarre things. His whole everything was very, very strange and naughty, and under the influence of a lot of, as Uncle Lee would say, nefarious substances. So, so what's happened? I reckon Uncle Simon has said, "Listen, you got to pull your head in because all the nice little teenage girls." By the records, and we can't have any of this going on. You can either get straighten up your act or bye-bye. So he said, nah, really love drugs and alcohol. See ya. But
he's all right. He's not a bad lad.
But he's a great kid. He's a kid. And he's had, and look at what's happened to these boys. They went on this television program, and all of a sudden, the world's gone bananas, and they can't take two steps in front of the other without getting screamed at and shouted at and photographed. And it must be a terrible shock to the system. Yeah, so I can't blame him for quitting. I'd quit too. I'd definitely quit. But I also think that they might have been edging him out to make room for a recently unemployed television host.
Very good, right?
That was a shaggy dog story, wasn't it?
And Paul will tell you this. I said on Facebook the other day, before all this, before the meme started flying around, I said, they want Clarkson in One Direction. That's why he's gone. So they're giving him a job. Uncle Simon Cowell's giving him a job. So, and then all of a sudden these memes start coming out. Paul said on my Facebook page, Rach, you said it. You said it first. I said, yes, I did. Hashtag called it. I'm like, thank you very much.
Well, have you seen who's been put up for Clarkson's job? Although he's denied it. That's Chris.
Zayn Malik.
Well, no. The one I think's brilliant, and I'd back it to the hill, I think he'd be a brilliant replacement for him, is Russell Brand.
Oh, I love that. I'd watch that.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
I'd watch it. I wouldn't watch the bit with the cars. I'd just watch the bit with him talking.
All right, okay.
Are you in love with Russell Brand?
I think he's great. I love him.
Really? Oh, because Andrea's in love with him as well.
I love him. I'm not in love with him. I wouldn't want to sort of, you know, dive under a doona with him or anything. But
yeah, no, he doesn't. Conviviality, no. No one can.
I'll tell you what, kids.
I've got a better idea. Let's take a commercial break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, kids, before you can drink that milkshake, have a cup of tea, or even, I don't know, have a cold beer, I suppose. Yeah, that'd work.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I.
If your dream holiday is 2 hours from the UK, perfect for children and teenagers, young couples and the older visitor, ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind. Aqua City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips, be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.